Hey Fitheads, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be viewing an interesting cigar to the IPCPR coming out of the Nicasueño factory, but not from Romacraft. It's from a company, and I'm not going to pronounce his name because I'm going to completely jack it up because it's Polish, but it's Mike. Mike runs a store, but Mike also owns a company, Pospiech Cigars, and I apologize if I mispronounced the company name, but this is the Pustany. And the Pustany released originally in a Bellicoso and a Toro. I believe this is a line extension of the IPCPR. So this is the Perfecto, and it's a 5x50. I like Perfecto cigars. I'm a big, big fan of Perfecto cigars. I like how they start smaller, go to a larger size, and then go back smaller again. It does interesting things with the draw. It does interesting things the way the smoke is pushed through the cigar. A little bit about this cigar. It's an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Now, you know I love that Ecuadorian Habano. So this is already kind of in my good graces. I use an Indonesian binder and Dominican Criollo and Esteli Ligero. I think it's also got some Condega and Jalapa fillers as well. The MSRP on the Bellicoso is $9.50 and the Toro is $10. I'm not sure what the MSRP is on the Perfecto, but looking at prices, I think it's going to land in around that $8.50 to $9 mark based on what I could find from my research. But we're not here to talk about the price of the cigar. We're really here to talk about the flavors. So we'll get cracking right away with what we know is here. There's a wonderful spicy cedar. Maybe some hints of chocolate underneath that. But the cedar's kind of dominating the nose there. Not really getting anything else out of the foot. It's quite light. So because it's a Perfecto, now I could elect to use a V-cut here. But because it's a very pointed Perfecto, I'm going to use a guillotine cut, which I don't typically use when I'm reviewing. So we get torching here and get going. Now with a lot of Perfecto cigars, you've got a very small lighting surface. Now, don't let that fool you. A lot of people are concerned about the ignition, worried how it's going to continue for the rest of the cigar. But I've never really had an issue with any of the Perfecto styles, Salamones, or anything like that, with the cigar burning past that initial small point. It's a guillotine cutter, and again, with a guillotine cut, especially on a Perfecto, you really don't need much, maybe a half inch. Draw is great. Interesting start. I thought I was going to get a lot of spices and bite, but it's very creamy and very elegant to start. So there is some spices in the sense of baking spices. There's creaminess in baking spices. Quite elegant, quite nuanced. Spices have a lot more body to them on the retrohale, which is kind of as expected. It's got a really great creamy mouthfeel post-draw. Maybe a hint of leather mixed in with that, but it's mostly a creamy mouthfeel. And draw is perfect. You know, even with a tiny little bit cut off the cap there, draw is absolutely perfect. So we'll check back in as the cigar progresses and talk about the flavors as they develop. Less than 5 minutes in on the Pustany Habano, and that post-draw leather is really picking up in strength. It started out at maybe a light level, maybe light plus at most, mixing with that creaminess, and now it's really at a medium level. And I feel like the creaminess and the leather are kind of combating with each other post-draw, so you get that initial burst of creaminess, and then the leather kind of takes over. There's some spicy pepper that kind of comes through, breaks through, you know, partway through the post-draw, and then the creaminess kind of comes back, and leather kind of comes back. So it's kind of dancing a little bit. It's a very long finish. Quite a lot of flavor here. I'm getting a little bit of a drying mouthfeel, but that could just be the initial start here. Passing the 20-minute mark, and there's no question that this Pustany Habano is full body, full strength. It's very in your face. But you know, that's a good thing if you enjoy full-bodied cigars, which I do. So that leather post-draw is really kind of taking over, with the leather hitting you immediately in the post-draw, and then some spiciness lingering afterward. The spicy pepper is kind of at a medium level versus the leather, which is definitely medium plus full. The retrohale here is still that great creamy spicy combination, baking spices, not peppery spices. Quite tasty. Again, if you gravitate towards the full-bodied spectrum, this is a lot of flavor packed in one cigar. I'm at the 20-minute mark. I'm expecting to be in the middle third at about the 35-40-minute mark for a total smoking time of around an hour 20, an hour 30. Just passing the 30-minute mark, and the first third's starting to wind down. There's some sweet cedar kind of mixing in now. It's about medium level, which I'd say is about the bottom level strength of all the other flavors that are here. They kind of sort of wax and wane between medium and full. Depending on whether it's a retrohale or a regular draw, kind of depends on how much intensity of flavors you're getting here. Still really creamy, lots of rich spices in the retrohale. Very enjoyable full-bodied cigar. Passing the 45-minute mark, and that sweet cedar that was coming through at the end of the first third is kind of taking over here. Post-draw leather is kind of letting up a little bit, and the spicy pepper is kind of picking up. So as the leather falls, the post-draw cedar steps up. Still lots of that creaminess on the retrohale. Coming up on the 1 hour mark, and there's some sweet leather joining that sweet cedar, kind of mixing in. They're kind of playing off of each other, really at the halfway point here at the 1 hour mark. Coming up on the hour 15 minute mark, starting to get into the last third here, and as it transitions, that leather that was kind of battling with the sweet cedar, it started to take over. There's a little bit of earthiness, maybe some espresso qualities underneath that, but the leather's so dominant, it's tough to pick up any other flavors. Leather's starting to take over the creaminess a little bit on the retrohale as well here. There's no question in my mind this Postani Habano is a very full-bodied cigar. I can definitely feel it all throughout this cigar, and especially getting to the last third here. I was mentioning the leather's kind of taking over. Well, as the last third kind of establishes itself, there's this big, complex spiciness that's coming in the last third. It's not spiciness in the sense of heat. It's spiciness in the sense of complex baking spices. This sort of earthy nutmeg underscoring it all. The sweetness is kind of all but gone here. So very full-bodied flavors all battling out. Wrapping up the review of the Postani Perfecto, very good cigar. Definitely in the full-body, full-flavored range. So if you're a big fan of full-body, full-flavored cigars, this is probably going to be in your wheelhouse. I think this is probably going to land in the 5-pack buy for me. I very much enjoyed it, but again, very full-bodied, very full-flavored. If you enjoyed our review, give us an up thumbs, up vote, up arrow, and toss us a comment on our YouTube channel. You can always email me, surgeon@cigarfederation.com, and make sure to check out the written review at cigarfederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.